You could turn with me to Proverbs chapter 18. And I want to come back to a subject that I have taught on before, but the Holy Spirit has nudged me to share on it once again. And that is the power of your words. The power of your words. What comes out of your mouth, what you are speaking. And I want to say this morning that our words have power. Our words have power. Father, I just thank you for your precious word this morning. And I pray that you would just minister to us and speak to us. And Lord, just impress upon us the truth of your word today. Lord, we just pray for a mighty anointing of the Holy Spirit to rest upon the ministry of the word today. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. The power of your words. Proverbs chapter 18, verse 20. A man's stomach, notice it doesn't say a woman's stomach. Man's stomach shall be satisfied from the fruit of his mouth, from the produce of his lips. He shall be filled. And then verse 21, a very familiar portion of Scripture and yet very powerful. Death and life are in the power of the tongue. Can I say that again? Death and life are in the power of the tongue, and those who love it will eat its fruit. Amazing verses. Death and life. We know that healthy food produces a healthy body. And healthy, God-inspired words produce a healthy spiritual life. Some words cause death. Some words, as they come out of our lips and out of our mouth, actually hinder our walk with God. They dampen our spirit. Have you ever said some things and after you said them, you regretted what you said and you felt that dampening in your own heart and mind and spirit? How many know that we can grieve the Holy Spirit by what comes out of our mouth? But there's other words that produce life, that cause our faith in God to grow. And friends, we need our faith to be stimulated in this hour in the name of Jesus. We need to see our faith increase. Increase. Proverbs chapter 12, verse 13. Even a fool is thought wise if he keeps silent. Thought I'd throw that out. Proverbs chapter 12, verse 13 says, the wicked is ensnared or trapped by the transgression of his lips. Did you know that we are going to be held account for every idle word we have spoken? Jesus said, "The words I speak to you, they are spirit and they are life." Hallelujah. That's what I want to hear. I want to hear the word that has spirit and has life. Hallelujah. The wicked is ensnared or bound by the transgression of his lips. You know, what comes out of our mouth can actually set the stage for what's going to happen that day. Let me say that again, if I can remember what I just said. What comes out of our mouth can set the stage for what happens in our life that particular day. What comes out of our lips in the morning can set the stage for what's going to happen in our life that day, by what comes out of our mouth. Now look at the latter portion of this verse. It says, but the righteous will come through trouble. You know why? Because they're speaking the right things. What you speak will help you get through trouble. Oh, hallelujah. Can I say that again if I can remember what I just said? By saying the right things, it will help you get through trouble. Speaking right words, words of faith in God. You say, what should I be speaking when I'm going through trouble? We should be speaking the promises of God that are yes and amen in Christ. Hallelujah. That's what we need to be speaking. We need to be declaring his awesome promises that he has given to us in his word. Hallelujah. I don't think we fully comprehend the depth of what I'm talking about this morning. How we shoot ourselves in our own foot. Someone was telling me that they shot themselves in their foot. You know, we sabotage ourselves by the words that we allow to come forth from our lips. I'm talking to me, I'm talking to you, I'm talking to everyone in this room this morning. We sabotage our own lives by the words that we let proceed out of our mouth. And then we blame the devil. Jesus said that we have been given authority to take captive every thought and make it obedient to Christ. From the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaketh. Well, if the heart's not speaking the right things, then the heart's got to change and be molded and be softened into the image of Jesus Christ. Can somebody shout amen this morning? Speaking and declaring God's word and God's promises will get us through difficult times. Let me talk about sickness this morning. How many believe in healing? Now, I'm not saying we should avoid saying, I'm not sick. I'm not sick. Not saying that. But can we say, yes, I'm suffering right now, but I'm believing God for a mighty miracle? Is it wrong to say that? Yes, I may be going through some difficult times physically, but I'm trusting the Lord. I'm looking to God. The righteous will come through trouble. Because the righteous have learned what to say in the midst of a trial. The righteous have learned what to speak in the midst of a trial. Grumbling and complaining never changes anything. How many know that's the truth? You can grumble and complain all day. It doesn't change anything. But speaking and declaring God's word can make a difference in your attitude and will increase your faith. Hallelujah. Come on, somebody. It's the truth. Hey, Pastor, this sounds like positive confessions. No, it's not positive confession. It's speaking God's word. Speaking God's word. It's declaring God's promises. It's speaking and decreeing what God has said in his word concerning you. You will not be tempted beyond what you are able to bear. But with the temptation, God says he will make a way of escape. God says, I will never leave you. I will never forsake you. If I confess my sins, he is faithful and just to forgive me of my sins and cleanse me from all unrighteousness. Consider it all joy, my brothers, when you fall into diverse temptations. King James. Knowing this, that the trying and the testing of your faith will produce patience. See, the devil wants you to do this. God says, declare it. Proverbs chapter 13, verse 3. Here's a promise. He who guards his mouth preserves his life. Wow. He who guards his mouth guards. That means you're setting a sentry to say, okay, hold it now. Before that comes out of your mouth, hold on. Don't say that. Don't say that. Don't let it come out of your mouth. Did you know that right confession can actually change the condition of your heart? Right confession. I'm talking about Bible confession, not man-made confessions. I'm talking about quoting the Bible. I'm talking about speaking the Word of God can actually change the condition of your own heart. He guards his mouth, preserves his life. Spiritual life. But he who opens wide his lips
shall have destruction.
Our words either agree with God or the devil. Our words either agree with God or the devil. The devil is the condemner of the righteous. Therefore, there is now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but walk after the Spirit.
My wife's been preaching this to me for 33 years. Same message. What a preacher she is. Takes a long time to get through this thick head. And don't say amen.
To keep on track spiritually, we need to keep a guard on what comes out of our mouth. A loose tongue paves the way for an increase in doubt and unbelief.
How many know you can speak things that don't increase faith? They increase doubt. They increase unbelief. Just by what comes out of our mouth. Two things are happening. Doubt is increasing or faith is increasing. I don't know about you, but I want my faith to increase. Hallelujah. Especially as we come into difficult times in this nation. I want greater faith in God and in His Word. Hallelujah.
James chapter 3.
James chapter 3. Not everything that comes into your head, you have to speak. How many know that's true? Not everything that comes into your head, you have to speak. Come on, don't we all regret some of the things that have come out of our mouth? Speak first, think later. No, think first, speak.
Filter it through the Word of God. Filter your speech through the Word of God. Now, that doesn't happen instantly. That's got to be, you got to train yourself to do that. To filter everything you speak through the Word of God. And you're going to find your faith increasing. You're going to find the anointing increasing.
My brethren, let not many of you become teachers, knowing that we shall receive a stricter judgment. Why? Because we have to talk a lot. True, right? For we all stumble in many things. If anyone does not stumble in word, if anyone does not stumble in word, in other words, saying the right thing at the right time. A word fitly spoken is like apples of gold and settings of silver. A gentle tongue can break a bone. Isn't that what the Bible says? I'm just quoting the scriptures this morning. If anyone does not stumble in word, he is a perfect or mature man. So here the Bible is tying our maturity to what comes out of our mouth. Does that mean you can't tell a good joke? No. I've got a few, but I won't deliver them this morning. But it's challenge. But notice what it says here. If anyone does not stumble in word, he is a perfect man, able also to bridle the whole body. Wow. I want that to sink in for a moment. That what comes out of this mouth, the words that we speak, can actually cause our whole body to come in subjection to the Holy Spirit. The Bible declares that the tongue is like a rudder that directs the ship. Directs the ship, the rudder. The tongue is like a rudder. It's going to direct your life according to what you say, what you're speaking, what you're declaring out of your mouth. Man, am I ever stupid? I'm not. I'm not going to take a vote. How many know sometimes we self-incriminate ourselves by the things that come out of our lips? We are, that tongue is the rudder that's going to direct your spiritual life. If you keep talking about fearful things and you keep feeding on fearful things and you keep declaring fearful things that you're afraid and you're fearful, then you are going to be afraid. Job said, the thing I feared has suddenly come upon me. The thing I feared has suddenly come upon me. Satan can create an atmosphere of fear in your life through thoughts that do not line up with God's word. That's why I want to encourage you this morning. That's why God has put me here in this church to help you to think about the things of God. Gaining victory in our lives begins with controlling our tongue. Well, this is going to be a rotten day. Well, I guess everything comes in threes. There's two bad things. The third one must be on its way. Where's that in the Bible? Where is that in the Bible? You understand what I'm saying? Where is that in the Bible that things come in threes? I want to say this morning, I believe in a three. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. You're not under a curse this morning. You're under the blessing of Almighty God. Hallelujah. Breakthroughs come when we line our words up with what the Bible says. Period. You know, we do a lot of complaining in this country. But friends, we have a lot of things to thank God for. Are you hearing me this morning? Because there are people in other parts of the world that are living far below our standard of living. Are you hearing me this morning? We've got a lot to thank God for this morning. Hallelujah. Besides complaining about a few cloudy days, we've got something to praise God for. Hallelujah. I'm preaching to myself this morning. Job chapter 2. If you need a job, go to Job. Spelt the same way. Job chapter 2, verse 7. So Satan went out from the presence of the Lord and struck Job with painful boils from the sole of his foot to the crown of his head. I don't know about you, but that day didn't start good for Job. And he took for himself a potsherd with which to scrape himself while he sat in the midst of the ashes. Now, I want to give you an example this morning of right and wrong words, so you have an understanding of what I'm talking about. Let's begin with the wrong words. Then his wife declared it, "You still hold fast to your integrity? Curse God and die." And I'm feeling better already. You think that helped Job? You think that inspired faith in Job? You think that caused Job to say, "Yes, I can make it. Thank you for those encouraging words"? No. That didn't help him at all. "You still hold fast to your integrity? Curse God and die." Wow, that's just fantastic. Wrong words. Let's look at the right words. "But he said to her, 'You speak as one of the foolish women speaks. Shall we indeed accept good from God, and shall we not accept adversity?'" Does God always allow good things to happen to us? Are there times where we go through seasons of adversity? Can somebody say amen this morning if that's the truth? God allows times of adversity. What Job said was from the heart of God. And what does the Bible say? "In all this, Job did not sin with his lips." That tells me that you can sin with your lips. Job did not sin with his lips, friends. That is powerful. Say, "I've sinned with my lips." God can forgive us. He can give you a clean slate. Hallelujah. A new day. That by the power of the Holy Spirit, things can be different for you. And can I say this morning? Satan's job is to instigate you, to get you to say things that he knows if you say them, it's going to hinder your walk with God. You've got to look at it that way. "Oh, that's just the devil again, trying to get me to ruin my spiritual walk with God, trying to get me to ruin my day. I'm not going to do it."
There are some situations that get under our skin, deep, deep, aggravating situations.
Right? Satan comes along. He uses those situations to get us to speak things, to declare things that are outside of the realm of God's word. Friends, I'm on to something this morning. The Holy Spirit has helped me to get on to something this morning. This is a spiritual revelation to my heart and to my soul. Hallelujah. You say, negative speech. And when I say negative speech, I'm talking about things that don't line up with God's word. It's like digging a pit, getting out your shovel, going in your backyard, and digging a pit, a deep pit. It's got to be at least 4 or 5 feet deep. And then falling into it. That's what negative speech, and when I say negative speech, I mean unbiblical declarations. Things that don't line up with God's word, that have no basis in the scriptures, is like going in your backyard, digging a pit, nice and deep, and then just falling into it. You know, the book of Proverbs says, if you dig a pit, you'll fall into it. Two examples here as I close. One, unbiblical and bitter. The other, recognizing the sovereignty of God. In all this, Job did not sin with his lips. Oh, Lord, this is the toughest challenge, difficult challenge. But with the help of the Holy Spirit, that rudder can start to direct our spiritual life in the right direction. Hello. Glory be to God. It may start slow. It may be difficult at the beginning. But eventually you're going to make spiritual Holy Ghost progress. In the name of Jesus. And I just close by saying this. Jesus said, cast your net on the other side of the boat. They said, there's no fish here. We've been fishing all night. There's nothing. Nothing here. Jesus said, cast your net on the right side of the boat. They cast their net on the other side of the boat, and they could not bring it up to shore because of the amount of fish that were in that net. Are you following me this morning? You know what they should have said? I don't know, Lord. There doesn't seem to be any fish here. We've been fishing all night. But God, whatever you ask us to do, that's what we're going to do. And Peter said, Lord, at thy word, cast out the net. The disciples said to Jesus, look, all these people that have followed you to hear your word. They're hungry. They need to eat. Jesus said, you feed them. How are we going to feed all these people? We've only got 2 fish and a few loaves. What they should have said is, we've seen what you did before.
And Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Hallelujah. If he did it before, he can do it again. Lord, we are trusting you that you're going to be able to feed all these people. It's going to be a miracle. Hallelujah. Holy Ghost miracle. My challenge to you today is this: can you make it home before you say something negative? Can you make it to your car before you say something negative, unbiblical? Can you make it? You know, some people, they can't make it to their car. I'm believing they're going to be able to do it today. To their car, to their house. God says, put a guard over your lips in the name of Jesus. Father, we just thank you today.